king of the castle tonight, this man. So I know you've all got about 10 questions for him, so let's take the best five. Mitchell, you want to kick us off?
Sounds good. Yeah, Brian, obviously, pretty dominant second half from you guys. What was kind of the keys to finishing the match so strong, getting a very important result for you guys, especially with, you know, kind of how the season started?
Yeah, I mean, at halftime we thought we were the better team. We just mainly talked about keeping the intensity and if not push even more. So I thought we did that in the second half. Thought sometimes we pressed well. So everyone all around put in a hard performance, whether it be sprinting forward or sprinting back, whatever the team needed. So I thought that's what showed. And late in the game, we were able to get three goals.
Yeah, the game kind of got stretched there towards the end. How much does that kind of benefit a player like you, where, you know, you're able to run at tired defenders and also a little more space?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice as an attacking player when the game gets stretched and there's space. So obviously today we were able to be clinical when those opportunities presented itself. But obviously we never want the game to turn into a track meet. So I thought whether we dealt well with the guys running forward and midfielders or whoever needed to be to hold down the fort. But I think we'll go back and watch the film and make sure we can tighten up in some certain areas.
Joseph.
Brian, what do you feel the new system helped the team, especially in your case, having somebody to play, Richie and you? Do you believe it came up? I mean, you guys came up probably with more energy, especially in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, we changed the formation this week. This is what the gaffer asked of us, and I thought we were matched up all around the pitch, man for man in certain areas. So I think today we were just a better team in transition, like I said, in the second half, and it paid off today. So we'll see what happens moving forward.
Congratulations on the two goals. You were pushing for the hat trick?
I mean, yeah, it's always nice to score goals as a striker, but at the end of the day, it's 3 points that's the most important thing. So thank you.
Thomas.
Brian, you had you know, a lot of ups and downs since joining York. So to get, you know, the two goals today and an assist as well, which I'm sure you're happy about. You know, how does that just feel on a, like a personal level or in your career?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, a lot of ups and downs. Obviously, as a striker, I want to be scoring goals or getting assists, but ultimately, having a consistent performance is what's the most important. If I can't score on a day, so long as I'm putting in the good work for the team, that's all that matters.
Jacob.
This is a match that it was first in the standings. How much was it key for this match?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we knew Vancouver had a really good start to the season with two wins in the league. Obviously we had a slow start, so try to take each game by game, and today we don't want to look past anything. So obviously today we put out a good performance, and now it's a change of competition midweek now, so just hoping to build on the momentum off of today's game.
What was your thoughts on Dennis
Celebonovic,
who scored the third goal?
Yeah, I mean, Dennis is, we know he's a good guy, good quality player. He's been dealing with some injuries, so happy for him to come on today and get a goal.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Just a quick question about into coming into the second half. Did Max give you any advice or anything like that? Any change of direction, stuff like that, coming into the second half from the first?
Not really any change of directions or anything. Just keep doing what we're doing, pick up the intensity, and maybe just he wanted maybe me and Richie to be a little bit more connected defensively when we're trying to press. But other than that, just keep doing what we were doing.
How did you feel the difference between performance with Forge game compared to today's game?
I thought everyone put in a hard shift today. We talked about everyone doing the hard work, running forward, running back. And I thought everyone did a good job today. Elijah put in a shift today, setting the tempo early with a hard tackle, and everyone kind of felt the momentum from there. So Max put in a good performance late in the game, seeing out stuff. Everyone did a really good job today. So everyone did exactly what the coach had asked, and we were rewarded today.
Just one more, guys, please, Robin.
Do you think your goals today can help you break out of any kind of scoring slump, say, okay, I'm off now, ready to onward and upward?
I mean, that's always the something you can hope for. Obviously, it was nice to get 2 goals and assists today, but like I said, the most important thing is a consistent performance for the team. Obviously, I want to be scoring every game or getting assists, but if the team needs me to hold up the ball to link up play, that's what I'm going to do. So, like I said, obviously, it's nice to score goals, but 3 points is the most important thing.
Okay, everybody.
Okay.
We'll leave it there.
Cheers.
Thank you, this man.
Thanks.
Congratulations everybody. To him.
Thank you, guys.
How's it going, man? You good?
Yep.